Welcome back to another episode of TSP, episode 156. We kick things off by going over the things that we did last week, kind of playing a little bit of catch up. We go around the mill with a few topics, starting off with Taylor Swift officially becoming a billionaire. We share our thoughts with the sudden and unfortunate passing of Matthew Perry, one of the co-stars of the Emmy Award-winning show Friends. Joe gives us an update on that pork belly that he's smoking to make his own homemade bacon. Mr. Beast being accused of rigging one of his creator games. And we go beast to yeast as a beer company teaming up with a model and collaborating a new flavor using her own vaginal yeast. We also go back in time and look back at the dollar menu, value menu, and shed a tear of what the days were and what they are now. And we wrap it all up with the D-Lo lock of the week. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the lock of the week. Monday Night Football lock no more. Even though this pick is a Monday Night Football pick, that's neither here or there. But the lock of the week going forward. All this and more on another loaded episode of TSP. If you haven't already, please like, share, and comment. And most importantly, subscribe to our channel to get all the latest TSP. With all that being said, enjoy the show.
You are now tuned in. 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 You are now tuned in to the TSP. Got the game in our hand like a PSP. Bob Dylan Joe, one hell of a show. All the mother podcasts, let it go. That y'all recording, boring, got a snoring. TSP hitting like tea early in the morning. Been doing all things since 2019. Pay respect, bow down, baby, kiss the ring. Take a second, enjoy the moment. You witnessing greatness. Still welcome if you knew, forgiving your lateness. You streaming in your car, then let it ride. If you on the YouTube, like the video, subscribe.
Yes, sir. TSP episode 156. I'm your host, Bobby Hall, and with me, as always, it's a couple of spooky ass motherfuckers. We got Young D-Lo and Joe the Greek. How are we doing this week, my boys?
Spooky.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, there he is. Young Ghoul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The ghost of Dylan's past bets.
Got them fucking scary, them scary bets.
Yeah. You see what's dead down there in the bottom screen.
The Monday Night Football lock. RIP, baby.
RIP. I see RIP D-Lo, man.
Yeah. Sad. Sad, unfortunate events has occurred the past few 14 days or so. Been in this slump of my life. It's been bad, man. It's been really bad as far as the betting. It's been really bad, you know, like getting called a clown on the internet. My wife won't even let me sleep in our own bed. She said she doesn't want to fall asleep and wake up to a failure.
It's, I wonder who called you a clown.
Been rough.
Yeah, who called you a clown?
Who called you a clown?
Our boy Matt Schmies called me a fucking clown because I called
out his fucking, I didn't know that.
Because I called out his fraudy Niners. They couldn't cover for the Monday Night Football lock against the fucking Vikes. So they're frauds. The frauds in the night. The Browns exposed them. Purdy's not elite.
I gotta look that up. For him. That's fucking funny. I had no idea, dude.
He said I'm a clown.
I mean, that's a squad, though.
I was like, I know. That's probably why he called me a clown. Because I said, if they don't cover this for me, I'm going to call them the fraudy Niners for the rest of the year. And he's like, you're a clown. And I was like, for picking the 49ers to cover, I know.
Damn, that's all he said. You're a clown. Yeah. Damn.
But yeah, I mean, it's what it is. And all right, it's all right. We won a little bit, got some confidence yesterday. And it says the D-Lo Monday Night Football lock is dead, but that is just for the Monday Night Football lock. We'll get into that later in the episode during that sports gambling segment. But, you know, I'm always here to waste my money, so.
Jesus.
How's your guys' week gone?
Good. Solid. You know, enjoying those last, I don't know, 3 days of 60, 70 degree weather. I mean, we're going to get back into actual fall time weather this week, 40s.
Dude, I think 40s did are you like see? High
probably like 30s when I'm going into work and shit. But what's up?
Yeah, I think tomorrow morning it's supposed to be 33.
Yeah, I mean, it's
fucking 28 on Wednesday. It's going to
start making its way, making its way here. I got the fucking Long Johns and shit on standby.
I thought your fucking brain turned off for a second there.
I couldn't think of the shit. Yeah, you know how it goes.
The thermal undies.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. I was like, I don't know, because everyone calls them different shit. But I was like, Long Johns, and it took me thinking of Long John Silver's for that to pop back in my head. So that should tell you where I'm at.
I'm more fat than I am cold.
Yeah. yeah, other than that, man, solid shit. Took the kids downtown Toledo, had at the former Seagate Center. I always forget what the fuck they call it now. They had a Lego convention. Took the kids over there. It was pretty cool. They had a couple of these, like, I don't know, these top builders and shit that are famous for putting on together. Like, they got Spider-Man, Star Wars shit, Pokemon, and that was all pretty cool. It's pretty insane that they're able to put together these things that look just exactly like, you know, the actual characters and buildings and, you know, scenes that you see in movies and stuff. I can't even fathom putting that kind of time in there. But it was cool. It was cool for like, I don't know, like an hour. And then the kids, all three of us were like, all right, I think we're kind of ready to go. Cause it's like, you see fucking, I don't know, 30 to 50 different builds and shit. And then they also got like a bunch of sellers and shit. And come to find out, like, Analea, she wanted to bring her own money and stuff to see what they had. She ended up buying this like little mini box set of, you know, Legos. I think it was like a Minecraft thing. It was like $15. Then I bought them each these little, they had these little keychains. Jack's got a Spider Hog. And then Analea got Miles. Those were fucking $13 a piece.
Jesus.
But we had to go to Walmart after we left just to get a couple things. And me being a grown adult man child, I wanted to see what kind of Dragon Ball Z shit I could find over there. So while we were there, just taking a look around, because I told Jax if we could find something, you know, it's relatively cheap, I'd get him a Lego set as well. And we found the same Minecraft Lego set Analea bought. She spent $15 at the show. It was fucking $9 at Walmart. So I was like, all right, I see what kind of time those guys were on. Just traveling around, fucking price gouging and shit.
A fucking kid too, man. Like, come on.
Yeah. And like I was telling you, I ran into one of our former coworkers. Shout out to Alicia. She definitely will not be listening to this, but ran into her while looking around and stuff. And she was looking at one of them, like, it was like a big ass, like, orchid, like flower or some shit build. And then they were selling it there for like $80. And she looked online. She was able, she was finding it for like $40. So I think they just assumed, you know, they could, and then probably people were paying those prices, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just fucking whack. So overall, though, it was cool. That tickets were like $15, so you know, it wasn't anything crazy, and it was just something to do on a Saturday. And that, you know, they had some fun. They had a couple little players, you know, with a shit ton of just Legos, so the kids were able to like build some random shit and stuff, play over there for a little while, and yeah, we had a nice little Saturday, man.
Nice.
Tight. Yeah, those shows. Oh, the place is called the Glass City Center now. To the Seagate Center. I looked it up. But yeah, they had a couple cool things. I went to a Toledo Comic-Con thing there, and it was different. I know we went to the Detroit one a couple years ago, like 5 or 6 at this point. But the Toledo one was okay, but there's like a lot of creatures. It shows like that.
Yeah.
A lot of...
That one we went to was really cool, but I found out quick that, like, you gotta have some fucking bread. Dude. When we went to, like, there's celebrities, there's, you know, people from all kinds of different fucking shows and shit, and, like, if you want an autograph or photo, you're looking at, like, $50, $60, and that's on the cheap end, too. Some of those guys over there were, I remember at the time, I think the Tommy the Green Ranger was there, and I think he was in upwards like $100 plus.
Yeah, well, they had like weird ones too, like Cersei Lannister, whoever. I can't remember who plays her from Game of Thrones was there. It was like $60 for a Snapchat, and you couldn't even save it. You know what I mean? Like,
for a Snapchat?
Yeah, because I watched what they were doing, and you know how you could save them, right? They'd send it straight to your story instead. They'd do it for you, you know, to get you, you know what I mean? So you couldn't record it and save it. Like,
that's weird.
What a throwaway of money.
Yeah. But people shell it out. So, I mean, that's why some of those people that, like, haven't been on TV shows in 20 years are still making a pretty solid living. They just got to do these Comic-Cons and shit and charge people out the ass, but whatever. But yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't know if they do Detroit, if that's like an annual thing. That's the only one I've really been to, but I'd like to go back, but bring a little more spending dough.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, you need a full-time job to leave the house these days, to be fair. I mean, just to go on a date, because I went on a hot date last night. And I mean, if you have a part-time job, you're probably like, yeah, you got to make a decision. Do I want to go on a date with my lady, or do I want to pay rent? Because the prices these days are absolutely astronomical. And I mean, just for an example, we just went to Cheesecake Factory and a movie, and I probably spent over $200 on that date. I mean, for Cheesecake Factory alone, just like two entrees, an appetizer, a couple drinks, cheesecake, it was like $150.
Well, to be fair though, Cheesecake Factory is not like super cheap.
It's not.
Damn.
Yeah, and they probably would charge $10 a drink.
16.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And you know that after you get the bill, they don't show prices on the menu. They don't do that for liquor.
Yeah, not in the little alcohol menus. Yeah, no.
But I guess if you ask, they'd be like, I don't know. But
cheesecake's one of those things where it's like, I mean, at least for me, it's like special occasion type shit, you know?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. What was it last week? When was that Sweetest Day bullshit? So
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, me too. And that's supposed to be our Valentine's Day. You know,
don't,
that's
why don't tell your girl that.
That's what they say, but of course,
I know I bring that up every time. Like, it's supposed to be for the guy. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like,
and that's why they slip it in a fucking random October weekend. Yeah. No one's paying attention.
Fucking.
Whereas, like, February 14th, everyone knows what the fuck's going on there. But no,
yeah, so what do we get there?
Yeah, I mean, cheesecake. That's honestly, it's like a once a year thing, especially location wise too. You know, it's like a once a year thing, but I mean, it's worth it. But
which one did you go? Is there one in Dayton?
Yeah, it's the Kareen.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Levis Commons, but I personally think it's more extravagant.
It was the one around us, like Ann Arbor or something stupid. I can't remember.
I know. I think really? Novi. I think we're
by right.
Novi, and then by Cleveland.
Oh, it's a good place, Cleveland, good food.
Area.
Oh, hey.
Fuck yeah, the food's pricey. Good. And then what kind of cheesecake did you guys get?
I want the traditional, not traditional, but what's the word I'm looking for? Limited edition seasonal pumpkin cheesecake. So,
okay. Does it pumpkin spice?
Is it pumpkin spice?
Does it? Roll for pumpkin spice?
Shout out to Walt.
Dude, it tastes really good. It's like, it's a cheesecake version of a pumpkin pie, honestly. Like, you really can't tell the difference. You can kind of get the substance of cheesecake within, obviously, but.
I feel like I always get the Oreo one.
Yeah, there's that one. Jen, she got like the lemon cake.
I mean, I don't think there's like one where you're like, oh, that one's horrible. Like, I don't think they have one that sucks. I mean, there might be.
Incredible. How many pages of
dog shit cheesecake? Well,
it's pretty good, actually. It doesn't look appealing, but it tastes good.
It's actually pretty decadent.
Gives me a creme brulee vibe.
Cheesecake's one of those things, like, growing up, I was kind of like, I don't know what that... I thought, legitimately, I was like, this is a fucking cake of cheese? Like, that sounds fucking gross.
So I never
until, like, 10 years ago, and then I was like, what the fuck was I doing? No, that's probably, like, my favorite dessert.
Some of the fattest shit was, shout out to our old boss. He used to go and get the filling. You could buy the cheesecake filling in a bucket. She'd get that. Christ. Yeah, she'd buy that. And then a pack of, like, well, she'd get a box of graham crackers and just fucking chip dip style eat that shit. Like, just
I remember scooping it out.
I'm like, I never had that before. I didn't know it existed. I'm like, dude, you just fucked my life up. Type two, here I come.
That's why Jesus. I was like, dude, she gets us, because she would have that shit going, some candy on the side, and then she'd house about 10, 20-ounce Diet Mountain Dews.
Dude, I didn't know she had, like, a left hand. I just thought it was like a Pepsi bottle. You know, just stuck to it all the time. She liked the party, man.
But, yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because a little later we'll get into, you know, some of that shit, because I we were talking about before. I mean, you're talking cheesecake, spend that kind of money. And then, like, obviously, growing up, fast food used to be the very easy, very cheap option to have.
Jeez.
And that is not the case anymore. So we'll definitely pull up some of the – we got some of the old menus, some of the old, like, value menus, dollar menus and shit, and just to take a look at some of the stuff that was – even, like – some of it's like 15, 20 years ago, but a few of them are like as of like 5 years ago. So it's just kind of crazy where things are at, man. You know, we all finally are making solid ass money, but as our pay has gone up, so has everything else, of course.
Shit, right?
Luck. So
it's only 3% inflation.
Yeah,
every year for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Jesus,
sucks.
I don't know, D'Lo. You kind of said you want to get into the mill. We're kind of flipping some stuff around this week.
Yeah, we got some hot topics, big names, good news, bad news, sad news, all the weird news. But I wanted to just hop in the mill. We didn't have any guests this week, just us bros. And
Machine Gun Kelly update.
I haven't done one of those yet.
It looks like he's getting back into rapping, dude. I'm kind of looking forward to that. So we'll see what he can do. Actually, now you bring him up.
Good. There's your update, Joe. He's getting back into rapping. Is he dropping the punk?
Tune back in next week for another update.
I remember, what was it, like 4 weeks in a row? Five, something like that? Some shit like that.
Him and Kanye. They both.
He had one like every fucking week. I mean, it was like legitimate, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, Machine.
Yeah, especially. Good. Yeah, him and Kanye, they're just in the news constantly, man. Shout out to our guy Skeet Davidson. Also, there's a video of him. Some dude, he was signing some guy's shoes. Like, hey man, can you sign Skeet Davidson on there? He's like, fuck it, why not? And signed the guy's shoes.
Why did he give a fuck? You know,
they were a pair of Yeezys.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I don't know which way that much more is disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But all right, D'Lo, let's get them finger guns ready, and away we go.
Please fall off the chair. Please fall off the chair. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Ersky.
You know what it is. You know what it is by now. Back in. There we go. But.
You going to go under the desk?
Yeah, goddamn, man.
Down there. You okay down there? Okay.
Whoa.
We got a couple of topics.
Date night's still going, huh?
Yeah, buddy. So we got... Let's start off with this news here. So we got a model, right? And I'm thinking she's an OnlyFans model based on her account. But I saw this come across my page here. I want to give credit where it's due. Make sure I have credit here. Bingo. So this is from the Daily Loud, at Daily Loud on X. It says, model Grace Glenn is collaborating with a beer company. Don't have any specifics on the beer company, so don't ask. A beer company with a new flavor using her vaginal yeast.
Yo, what?
Oh, yeah. That's Amarath from Twitch.
I think that's someone else. So this is another person. that's also doing it that I caught wind of.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess.
Yo, what the fuck?
Doing this might be a new trend. So be careful on the beers that you're buying and reading the labels, because they might be brewing beers out there with women's vaginal yeast.
I'm all right on any of that.
Yeah, there's no title or anything like that, but it's probably gonna be let's see. I think it's called Grace. Is what it's gonna be called. So I'll gracefully decline that offer for vaginal yeast in my beer, but I'll stick to my fine Pilsner of Miller Lite, unpaid sponsor.
Yeah, no, thank you. That sounds gross, but there'll be a lot of virgins out there, a lot of fucking munches and cucks that are going to be buying that by the fucking caseload.
You'd think it would probably still, on the principle of, I need to at least try this vaginal yeast beer. You know, like,
no.
It's almost, there's people out there that try gross shit because it's like, it's like you would think it's gross, but they like, the curiosity's there, you know?
So they're gonna, some of those guys are going to probably pour that shit on their fucking dicks.
I don't know how lubricated it is, but.
Just so they could say that they sort of touched dicks to their, to her vagina. There's some weirdos out there, man. Especially because, like I said, one girl from Twitch, she's one of those like hot tub fucking streamers. And I know that there's going to be a lot of dudes that are fucking going to be head over heels for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's people buying models bathwater, used bathwater. So, I mean, there's definitely a market out there for vegetables.
Why don't you spend your money on drugs like an adult?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you buying fucking bathwater, you weirdo?
And she used it, man. She was naked in the
water.
For
real, dude.
Don't you even understand?
Whatever. No, I don't. Maybe I got a boomer take on this shit, but like, why would you do that? Now, why would I
have a,
what would I do with that? Drink it?
I have the majority level-headed take there.
Jesus.
It's great. The minority that's buying bathwater. But that's just my guess.
I feel like that shit's probably not as common as we're talking about it like it is. But like, since the internet connects everybody, you know, that 1% or 2% of weirdo population is now got a super loud voice. And then people troll with it, you know what I mean?
Like those people are like a pimple on a face. A pimple on a beautiful face, but just because that one pimple's there, the entire face is not beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Is that... You trying to be deep or something?
Is that a D'Lo original?
Yeah, what was that?
I came out of nowhere. So, in other news, after the vaginal yeast beer,
moving on.
Yeah, moving on to the next topic. We have Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift officially this week has became a billionaire. She's now a billionaire. With
what the fuck?
Eras tour. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but
Eras.
Yes, thank you. That's right.
No, era, like, you know, the era.
The Eras, like, time. Yeah. Era. Eras. Yeah, Eras tour.
There you go.
Eras tour.
Not too much time in the mouth. Got an accent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. They got the movies that came out. So she has a movie of the whole thing. If you weren't able to spend $3 million on a ticket, and yeah, it's good for her. She's also, probably helped her.
That's a smart fucking move, though, for real.
Speaking of that movie, man, I watched a couple of videos, like maybe like TikTok or YouTube, where like people are trying to watch the movie, and there's people like, you know, up in the upper rows watching the movie, recording these fucking goofballs like dancing and performing and on the like the front row in the movie theater. Like, what the fuck is like wrong with you? Yeah, like, you weirdos. That's why she's a billionaire. She's got these young girls wrapped around her finger doing whatever. Fucking goobers.
But yeah, I heard also, this is not new news per se, but it does relate to Taylor Swift, and that probably relates also to her billionaire status, is that apparently she re-recorded like 6 of her albums that she like, I think she switched over to Republic Records, but the previous record company that she was with, She re-recorded all her music that was on or owned by that previous company, so she can own the rights to all that music. So now she's raking in all the benefits from that as well. So good for her. Smart moves all around. Seems like she's playing chess out there. Everyone's playing checkers.
Yeah, and she's got fucking Travis Kelce bawling his ass off.
She put him on the map.
Yeah. Stop it.
I know, right? You fucking clowns.
good for them though, both of them. Because yeah, like you said, Travis Kelce's definitely balling out. It's like 175 yards a game now. But
that's your fellow neighbor, man. So yeah, you definitely gotta.
Cleveland Heights. I was born in Cleveland Heights. We represent.
Yes, sir. Travis, sad Jason, news. And Dylan.
Yes, I should probably honestly. I mean, what's their podcast called? Something about the Heights.
New Heights. Yeah.
Get a Cleveland Heights guy in there, okay?
Absolutely. Right.
I'll absolutely say, hey, TSP.
And look what they did for Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar is as popular now as he's ever been.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that. I think we listened to the same radio show with Ken Carmen. What? They mentioned it. The Browns mentioned it, but it all correlates. 1989 was when Taylor Swift was born. She'd taken photos with Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar was the quarterback when the Cleveland Browns last beat the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, like over 30 years ago. And they play the Seattle Seahawks today.
34 years
in
ago.
In Seattle. I mean, you connect on the dots.
I want to know what this parlay is going to be. I know he's building a parlay on this shit right now in his head.
13 leg.
Yeah. My $1 money to win
34 leg parlay for the 34th anniversary.
Come on, baby.
Don't make that face. Don't act like you don't want to do something like that.
34th leg fucking crashed.
Come on, guys. I'm going to get mine one day, okay?
I know. But it is.
Yeah, but you do some ridiculous ass buzz.
The way you react. Like now, back in the day, you used to have like the very fucking loud and, you know, explosive reactions, which were very funny, but now you're more laid back. But
the fucking defeat is incredibly funny.
Yeah, your defeated reactions. They're not as like, I fucking bullshit, like that video I say in Madden. All the wild shit you say.
You snap and say something off way off crazy.
More chill, but it's still like the stuff you say.
Depressed, dude. After you lose these bets.
It's not that big a deal.
I'm on a fucking tombstone down there, dude.
You made that.
Yeah, you did that. Fuck, man.
Fucking dead. Whatever.
Yeah. Podcast listeners, you got to definitely make sure you tune into the YouTube. Dylan put together a very festive, some festive graphics for the episode this week, including, his name on a tombstone.
So. Which is wild in its own right.
It's not just my.
And we got the three pumpkins down here. Which one's here?
I mean, you got to be the big pumpkin.
Let them decide.
I guess I'll be the big one.
There's three pumpkins, three of us. I thought it was.
I think you have the biggest head.
You got spiders, happy Halloween, some bats, you know.
Well, and then I guess whichever one of you guys have the less teeth.
Oh.
And me.
Because one only has three teeth and the other has five.
I got a lot of teeth, so.
Three teeth. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but. And sad news.
Which one's got a gambling addiction? Because that one's not me.
The one closer to the tombstone.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
What's your sad news? Sorry.
No, we got sad news that hit us last night. Anyone a fan or a viewer of Friends? Anyone here?
No, I never got into it, but I mean,
it's the hate when that shit would come on TV.
Even if you didn't, I mean, you pretty much know everyone that's on the show. So, I definitely in the midst of college football and, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. It was pretty wild news.
Oh, shit.
Sad news for sure.
This isn't the link I sent you earlier, is it?
It might be, so.
Yeah, I would definitely. Sure.
No,
that would be
not.
Insane, dude. Okay.
No, like, these guys don't know what's going on.
Especially
but
with how it was just prefaced. Dude, that would be sickening.
You're right. I was trolling Dylan earlier, and I sent him a Pornhub link, and he wasn't reading it. He just clicked it. Yeah. Oh, shit. Cut that from the show.
Yeah, go ahead and play this, because I went and looked at TMZ, and there are some updates to that as well that I'll add on after.
Okay, yeah, this is AP News. So credit to them on this quick clip. It's probably when it just came out last night. But yeah, this is the sad, unfortunate news that we received last night from one of the members of Friends.
Matthew right here first. Thank you.
And straight ahead, straight in front. Awesome. One right back here, Matthew.
So it looks like it's just going to be captions here in this video. But
why don't you go and let them know what happened here.
Okay, so this is a video here. Unfortunate news of Matthew Perry from the award or Emmy award-winning TV show Friends, found dead at 54 after an apparent drowning.
It says no illicit drugs found, but prescriptions found at home of drowning.
Well,
I'll wait for this to. Go ahead and pause that. It says first responders who rushed to Matthew Perry's home Saturday did not find illegal drugs, but new information from law enforcement sources reveal there are numerous prescription drugs found in the house. Our law enforcement sources tell TMZ authorities found antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and a COPD drug in the house. COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is a drug often used for people that have emphysema or chronic bronchitis. And they were saying for most of his life, Matthew Perry was a smoker. So, but they said they're going to conduct a toxicology exam to determine if any drugs were in Perry's system, but it could take months to figure it out.
Damn. So I hope the narrative doesn't turn into, like, obviously the truth. We want the truth, but hopefully the narrative isn't out, like, where he's, like overdose or...
Honestly, user. It is what it is. To me, at least. I just think it sucks he died, and I don't care how. Is that weird? Like, it doesn't bother me to, like, find out what happened. It sucks he's dead. Like, let's not make him into a fucking, I knew he used to drink. They made a big deal about it on that reunion shit. But I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you gotta live your life, I mean, however you want to live it. But it is still a young age, 54, and I know he was a lot of people.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. Because they said that he was, like, he played some, like, 2-hour game of pickleball yesterday morning at like 6 a.m. Went home, had his assistant go and get some prescription glasses and then I guess a new iPhone. And then when she came back hours later, he was unresponsive in the hot tub. And that's when she called 911 and all that. So,
yeah, be careful of them dang hot tubs.
Pretty well. But yeah, like you said, like, I mean, it's sad news, but it's not something I'm going to be like harping on for weeks on end, but still, it's just right. From somebody that was big on, he's one of the bigger, you know, 90s things, you know, Friends is one of those things there. So from that aspect, you know, it's definitely pretty sad because 54 is, you know, relatively young in the grand scheme. But I wasn't like a Friends fanatic or nothing of the sort. So
yeah, it wasn't.
You didn't rush home and watch it?
No, I had Friends.
Same. You do the stupid clap thing. Yeah. He did it. I'm leaving. See you guys. That was it. That was the final straw. I mean,
that was the back and forth of, like, do you watch Friends or do you watch How I Met Your Mother? And I was a How I Met Your Mother guy. So.
That was
for you?
That was back in the early 2000s. So.
Okay.
Right. Oh. So 2009 for you?
8 years old watching How I Met Your Mother?
No, that's the argument, though. That's compared to be like How I Met Your Mother or Friends. Uh-huh. They're like very similar in their own right. Obviously, Friends was first, but they're similar in their own right.
I've never heard that. So, like,
Friends is in a
check
coffee
that
shop.
Third box for me. Neither.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't
really get it. My Mother was all right back in its day.
I never watched it. Like, I didn't know. I know what's his name. Doogie Howser's ass is in that, but I think that's who he is, right? Neil Patrick Harris.
He's Barney Stinson.
Yeah, I know he was in that, but other than that, I don't know shit about it.
Probably my favorite character in it. So I mean, the storyline kind of sucks, especially at the end. If I had my mother, just like, what? All this for that? But other than that, I mean, I kind of liked how like Barney Stinson's character kind of kept me in the loop of watching it. So it was all right.
All right, D-Lo, what else we got?
In the mill, we have a storyline that you brought to me throughout this week, Bobby, and that's Mr. Beast being accused yet again of some other scandal, this one of rigging his own creator's game. Do you have information on this?
This chick, what the fuck's her name? She's a 38-year-old. So I don't even know why she's even fucking involved anyway, because I feel like that's kind of outside of the age range here. Excuse me, I have to open a pack of Sour Patch Kids for my dog here. There you go.
Her name was
Rosanna Pansino. Yeah. Don't know a whole bunch about her, but like 2 days ago, she released like a tweet out of the clear blue. Actually, it looks like you might have deleted it.
Who deleted it?
Her tweets.
Oh.
Hold on a second here. Sorry. Yeah, this is
apparently shit here. She's pissed off because...
Oh, well, hold on. There is some... She tweeted this 7 hours ago. I would like to apologize to Mr. Beast. I should have expressed my feelings privately and handled things directly. I will be removing all posts where I talk about creator games and Jimmy. I will be honest in that the thousands of death threats I received today are a contributing factor, but I do also sincerely hear the feedback from so many of you. So that part is kind of wild, but basically she came out a few days ago, and yeah, Mr. Beast had this Creator Games video, I think a year or so ago, where he had a bunch of different creators and stuff basically play like a hide-and-seek type of game, and they're inside like a huge fucking like mall of sorts, or might even been like a football stadium. And she claims that she placed third, but they edited the shit out to where she got like fourth or fifth, and Logan Paul like took third or some shit. So I'm trying to find the fucking
shit. Dude, the tweet is fucking so stupid. The message is so stupid.
Might be based on her deleting it and kind of cowardly out of her take or whatever she was accusing of, like, what, 24 hours later. Probably kind of confirms your assumptions of clout chasing.
Well, it's...
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, don't you know, once it's on the internet, it's out there forever. So think about that.
Yeah, just because you're going to
tweet some wild shit. Knows,
especially when you already have, like, a high following. Like, I could probably get away with something, deleting something right away, but when you have, like, millions of people following you on top of other accounts reposting that also have millions of people following them, I mean, that shit spreads like an infectious disease rapidly.
But yeah, she like was saying that he edited her out and all this shit and like made her look bad and all this bullshit. And then like Mr. Beast ended up DMing her on Twitter just saying, hey, like, what's your number? Like, let's talk about this. Sorry, I didn't make you look bad. It's been a long time. Like, we can go over some of the, you know, video and shit and see where you think stuff went wrong. And she just kept going on these long tangents like, I've been holding this in for so long. Like, it's been giving me like mental anguish and all this stuff. And she like outright refused to talk to him on the phone because she claims she wanted to have a paper trail for all this stuff. And if you talk on the phone, like, there's no proof of anything or like that. So she just like outright refused to talk to him on the phone, and then said like she wanted him to send over like the raw footage so her people could go through and all this shit. And the very next day, she drops a YouTube video of some new song that she made. And then that's when shit really, people were like, all right, this kind of seems kind of fishy and stuff. And then now she deleted all of the stuff about it. And that was apologizing to Mr. Beast. So it's a weird fucking thing there. But it's just another thing that, I don't know, in the last like year and a half, Mr. Beast, it just seems like every 2 months there's like another person that like steps up to the plate to try to make him look like he's a piece of shit. But and you never know, behind the scenes he could be a totally different fucking dude, but like he seems to help out quite a few people. And like, I mean, yeah, he does obviously record that and post the videos and stuff, but all like he said from the jump, like all the revenue that he gets from the, these videos and shit, it just goes right back into making more videos to where they can help more people and just make cool shit and, you know, all that stuff. And then he lives pretty much a pretty relatively modest lifestyle for what I know. I think he used to live in a pretty small, like normal ass house, but kind of had to like get into a upgraded one just because I think somebody like came through and fucking straight robbed his shit. So he had to upgrade and kind of get himself, you know, a little bit better of security measures there. But yeah, it was just odd. And then, like I said, I went to go to her page to kind of pull up some of the shit she said, and it's all gone. And there's an apology tweet there. Mm-hmm. So just a weird, weird fucking thing. And I think it was like, I was looking at her, like the YouTube video and shit she posted. It's got like shit views. So she's just getting fucking annihilated on the internet. And I mean, if there are people, and I'm sure there are people sending fucking death threats, because there's a lot of fucking weirdos out there. The dude has, I don't know, 100, 200 million fucking YouTube subscribers. So there's going to be a lot of fucking weirdos and hardos on the internet. So
just that part, you know, I do feel 200 million people, that. There's going to be some fucking goofballs in there.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, the flack that she's getting, like, the to post a YouTube video that the very following day you make all these fucking accusations and shit on, like, the biggest YouTuber on earth.
Fucking yeah. Look,
if she thought that
and it being a song at that, it's not just some regular YouTube video, it's a whole ass song and shit, like it just looks bad. And it's, and then like I said from the jump, like she's almost 40 years old, so I don't really know even know
hey, why she
evolved in the first place.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, based on the whole paper trail thing,
you like it's almost
like if you were to like find out like what she heard, like if you looked into her Google searches, it might be like how to properly accuse someone. Like, she probably has that in her Google search.
Sure. How to come at like, Mr. B sideways and win.
Yeah. Make sure there's a paper trail. Bullet point one. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, we don't live in that world yet. That is, TSP is not there yet, but brick by brick. But the creator world, and when you're on the top, it's just a game of King of the Hill. And when you're on top like Mr. Beast has been and continues to be, there's going to be always people trying to pull them down and get to the top themselves. So it's probably just one another failed attempt at that.
Oh, no P. Is that the end of the Millie?
I did say it was wrapping it up, but I definitely want to throw these things in here. I guess it's part of the mill, I guess not. But I, like I said, I went to Cheesecake Factory. I was going to snap a couple photos for you guys. And for the appetizer here, we had some avocado tacos. These are fucking great. So what you see in there, what looks like an egg roll, that's actually like, I think it's like fried avocado.
Oh, yeah. Miss me with that shit.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good. And they have like this like tangy drizzle on it.
And then, I'm trying.
It was good. Like the tortilla itself, like, dude, it was so thin. It was like paper thin tortilla. It was almost like, fuck, what do you call it? Like a wrapping of sorts, like an egg roll wrap. How like thin it was. But like,
it looks like tempura. Delicate. Tempura avocado.
Something, I don't know. It was very light on the stomach. It was a perfect appetizer because it doesn't fill you up before your entree. It was really good. There's four of them. One's missing because I was like, oh shit, I got to take a photo. So a little avocado on the lip. Took a photo of the other three. And yeah, it was great. It was a good time. Then I ordered the spicy chicken chipotle pasta. Oh yeah. That was some good shit right there too. They always have great food. Some asparagus in there, some spicy sausage, penne noodles, green peas. What,
on that bag?
What was that?
Penne noodles.
Panini?
Nay.
Oh! We're ready for that.
I wasn't.
Yeah,
folks, you got to tune into these YouTubes to get the extra sauce that Dylan is out for you. I mean, he just hit the nay-nay on your ass.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
Shit, yeah.
Next segment, Dylan does the Dougie.
do the stanky lick.
What'd Jen get, man?
What did she get? She got she got bang bang chicken. So she got like an Asian dish. It was like spicy.
Is that what you call it?
I don't even know if it was spicy. I think it was like orange chicken with some rice. That's what they call it. I think it's called like bang bang chicken. But yeah, she's pretty good.
I bet.
And I was like, this is a coincidence, isn't it? Foretelling the future.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
Baby. But speaking of food, Joe, do you want to bring up this photo as well?
What you're going to be doing
later today?
Yeah, blood.
Then we can, I guess, consider that the wrap up of the mill after that. But
is this an
update from last week?
Yeah, so this is my finally all the way cured pork belly. I got the big one is a brown sugar rub, and the small one's gonna be like, I've never had like a spicy bacon, so I'm gonna try to make that with a general barbecue rub on it. But I'm about to smoke these bad boys for like 3 to 4 hours here in a little bit after we record with some apple wood. Then I'll have my own my first batch of homemade bacon, man. I'm excited. I've never.
I already know. I think those have the potential to be pretty neato.
Sorry, my headphones died on me. Don't use wireless shit. It sucks. Anyways, I don't know what you guys said to me. They were dead.
Can you hear us, Joe?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, I said that has the big potential to be pretty neato.
Which one, the spicy boy or the regular boy?
I mean, it's bacon, so it's gonna be
pretty neato. Sounds like something I would say. Is this a troll right now?
Bacon. No, that's how we. I mean, I feel like that's how we grade,
motherfucker. Stuff, man. It should be pretty neato. I hope so, man.
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
Why don't we have a segment for Joe? The neato segment.
I don't know, guy who does the graphics.
I mean, he made the chicken chunk shit. We were rocking.
I think I've happened one on accident. My fucking championship chili cook off.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of do. That's just unofficially, unofficially official.
It just sucks because it's like hard to explain without the picture. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people only listening don't know there's 5 pounds of pork belly sitting on a wire rack just waiting to go into the smoker.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel so they know when every new episode drops and they can subscribe.
Take a gander at my meat. You meat gazer.
As you know, we don't play till 4 today, which sucks. So after we get done recording, I bought some fresh chicken wings and make some of those for the game. And then,
ooh, baby.
Chicken leg quarters and pork chops. I wanted to throw them on the grill, but it seems like it's gonna be pretty shitty all day, so they're gonna be baked, but we'll make some magic, as you know.
Yeah,
so I'll probably have some photos and shit for next week, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna smoke a chicken today too. I like doing a whole chicken. I eat it throughout the week, my little meal prep, dude. It's super cheap. You get a whole chicken like $7-$8.
Yeah,
I can eat it all week, you know what I mean? At least I don't all week, I shouldn't say. I probably like Thursday I'm not done with it. Cause you know, I'm not trying to have it that long.
About Thursdays. I made that lasagna last week. And the kids, they ate it for the most part, but next time I think I'm just gonna make the one that I made with all the veggies and shit and like made it a little spicier. And just the kids can have something else. Cause I made two separate fucking lasagnas. So I had I was basically eating. I had lasagna lunch and dinner Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
So, feel bad for your toilet. What kind of bricks you shitting out right now? Jesus.
Yeah. Fucker. Towards the end, it was getting tough, but I wasn't going to throw away a fucking sheet of lasagna.
Yeah. So. Every meal, you got to do a shot of Metamucil. Just make sure that motherfucker gets out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's a couple tough ones where I was like,
"Man,
I know the life. This lifestyle I live is the one for me." So,
My gut hurts thinking about eating lasagna that many damn times in a row, man.
Yeah.
Then well, I mean, it gets boring too, you know?
Yeah, like Tuesday, the last one, I was like, all right, this is probably going to be the last time I have lasagna. But honestly, lasagna is one of those things I probably only have probably less than a handful of times a year. So. Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work, whatever. Man. Well, you could do two instead of like kind of making, you don't have to make two. You can do half and half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Probably easier.
Whatever. But they turn out good. They turn out good. But yeah, it is what it is. Next time I'll just definitely be making the one. But Dylan, I sent you a bunch of photos this week. And some of them we'll be able to use. The other ones, I mean, they're, as you, we know, are ones that people just took probably on fucking, who knows, maybe not flip phones, but the cameras weren't that great. But
and my camera phone.
The reason I did was just because I was telling you guys, I'm spending easily $40 on us four at these fast food joints now, and it's sad. And just go back in time to just all these dollar menus, value menus and shit, pick five for fives, all this stuff, even just like the regular ass Taco Bell menu. It's just crazy what like where we're at these days. I mean, you can throw up that the Wendy's one if you want. Wendy's back in the day. This is probably like only like 5 years ago, I bet.
Yeah, it's not that 99, old.
You know, the other place said a dollar menu. They had their 99 cent with the fucking, you know, they had the junior cheeseburger, the crispy chicken. That Monterey Ranch crispy chicken was fire. You could get a 5-piece chicken Caesar. Dude. Those chicken Caesar wraps were so fucking good, man. I wish
the baked potato, right? Imagine the effort to make a baked potato. The time it takes to make, you know, in an oven is about an hour, right?
Yeah.
So for a dollar is fucking awesome. That's a good deal to me.
That was one of the things I've always liked about Wendy's too. Is they like they got some shit that is outside the fucking usual fast food zone. Baked potatoes, you know, obviously chili. Shout out to you, Joe. you know, they got cool shit like that. You know, instead of the like the usual stuff. But I mean, I'm pulling up right now a junior cheeseburger deluxe, $2.89. I mean, that's today.
Jeez, I mean,
that's like. And those are and those sandwiches right there, like they're not that big. So yeah, of course you should only be paying a dollar for that. I don't even think you can see chicken nuggets.
I don't think you make get you five pull
fucking chicken nuggets now. Here. They don't have a 5-piece. You get a 6-piece for $3.29.
Huh?
Like what, I mean, what the fuck? $3.29. $3.29.
How much is a junior frosty?
Sour cream and chive potato, $2.89.
Jesus.
What'd you say, Dylan?
What? How much is a junior frosty these days?
Junior frosty looks like they start out $1.49. So that one didn't have a huge price jump.
Yeah, but that's tiny though. The junior,
that's
tiny.
A junior frosty.
A junior. Oh, frosty that's right. Yeah, this is small frosty. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, good
call. The junior frosty is like a tall shot glass of frosty.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then pull up. You can do the dollar because McDonald's had a dollar menu, which for the longest time was awesome. This picture I have here is when they kind of switched over to the McDouble because the original dollar menu, you could get a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It was like double cheeseburger and it was a medium fry for a dollar. But then they kind of moved. This was probably, and this right here was probably about 5-6 years ago where you got the McDouble, which was a little bit smaller than a double cheeseburger, but still, McChickens are a dollar.
I think the McDouble was the same thing minus small a piece pie. Of cheese.
And I think the pies, I don't even think the pies are a dollar anymore.
Can you get 13 cookies for a dollar?
No.
I know.
What? What? Fuck, I would just exclusively buy those cookies and resell them. That was the deal.
It says it right there in the menu.
But it's just fucking, it's sad, man. McDouble today, $2.69. McChicken's $2.19.
That's nuts.
Small fry. Small fry's $2.19. So,
yeah, what I mean, the McFuck double, happened?
Double, triple the price. And there's a, if you can pull up the BK one too, I think the BK one's even crazier. That's T-Bell. Yeah, a couple of them are I'll read a couple of those off because the shits came over kind of blurry.
There's BK.
But that's BK had their value menu, and this one's even a little bit older because initially they had it was like a 99-cent value menu, and they had some wild shit.
Remember
when BK they sold tacos for like a hot second?
They had a hot dog.
With this like, yeah, and it was all in this like 99-cent value menu. I couldn't find the picture online. This is the closest thing I could find. But
I'm not going to Burger King for a fucking hot dog though.
Or a fucking taco. What the fuck, taco? Fuck out of here with that. But here we go. Right here, you're looking at a Whopper Jr. for a buck. Today, if you go to BK, you're spending $3.69 for a Whopper Jr. A Whopper Jr.
What's the regular Whopper cost? Or like the double Whopper? What's that fucker cost?
Double Whopper, $7.29. Regular Whopper, $6.
For a $7 sandwich?
Yeah.
What?
And what we got up there? Chicken tender. Well, they don't even have chicken tender anymore. They got them weird ass fucking nuggets. And them nuggets are $1.59 for four pieces.
They are by far the least appealing nuggets in the fast food world to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need them if someone gave them to me.
But the chicken crisp, they don't have those anymore. It's just called a chicken junior, and those are $2.19. But yeah, the Whopper Junior, like the price jump that hit is just fucking bonkers, dude.
I want to know how much the one chicken sandwich. What's the original chicken sandwich cost?
Because you know, right to the left there, it doesn't show the title of it, but that $4.29 one, that's probably like your like actual
Whopper. That's probably the meal. Double Whopper.
Yeah. Double Whopper meal.
Or triple Whopper. I bet that top one is the regular Whopper, and then double, and $4.29 is probably the triple.
Triple Whopper meal, $4.29.
Yeah. What'd you ask, Joe?
I just looked it up myself. The original chicken sandwich is $5.69 right now.
Yeah. Yep.
It used to be like $1.50 or something. Some cheap ass shit like that.
Or they do like fucking 2 for $4 or, you know, shit like that. 2 for $3. Yeah. It's fucking sad, dude. And then they like, got to pull them up, Dylan, because they're going to be fucking blurry. But I have like Taco Bell menu from like, this probably looks like it's 10 years old. They had, this is their value menu. Double Grande Taco, $1.19. Double Decker Taco, 99 cents. Half pound beef and potato burrito was $1.29. I think I can pull that up now. And then before that, even before this fucking bitch, and then there's one you're talking about as well. Caramel apple empanada was 99 cents. Cheese and potato was 99 cents.
I sent a picture in the chat there, Dylan, if you want to, or link.
And then this was probably maybe right after we got out of high school, but they had a 79 cent, 89 cent, and 99 cent fucking menu. And you're getting cheese rolls for 79 cents. Those motherfuckers are like almost $2 now. Jeez. Soft tacos, 89 cents. I'm paying almost $3 for those. Like Jack's likes the soft tacos with sour cream. And those bitches are like $3 a piece now. And they had the 99 cent menu with like nachos and shit. And it's just fucking, it's insane, dude. Taco Bell has, I think their price jump has been bigger than anyone else's because it's just, they're fucking ridiculous now. Yeah, there you go. That's weird clear in my head. But this is probably, like 10 years ago.
And it is, right 2009.
That menu I got, beefy five-layer burrito for 99 cents. I just bought one of those for Anna Rhea because she likes those. I got one of those the other day. Let me see if I can pull it up. It was fucking bonkers, dude. $3.69 for a beefy five-layer burrito. And right there, what we're looking at in 99 cents. I mean, you got fucking nachos, the crispy potato soft tacos were 89 cents. And even is those, like, burrito? those are in their cravings menu. That's $1.50.
Yeah, dude. You get a cheesy roll up, 79 cents, right? You see that? I wonder what it is right now. It's got to be like $400.
$1.50.
That's not so bad, but it's just cheese and a fucking tortilla. That's what my kid likes right now.
Mexican pizza is $3 on here. You're spending $6. Quesadilla, I mean, that's $49 for the fucking combo that comes with a taco and a drink. But right now, I mean, if you just get a quesadilla by itself, steak quesadilla, $5.19. $5.19. Sucks, dude.
Yeah, well, the Mexican pizza says $5.19, and then on that menu picture it says $2.99.
And then below, look at the $5 buck box right there. I mean, look at that shit. Cheesy gordita crunch. You get a fucking burrito, hard shell taco, cheese twist, and a drink for $5.
That's how. Shout out to my wife. She won me a PlayStation VR off a $5 box from there. It's all about them gambling games and shit.
Stuff burrito
from the menu.
I think that maybe with Taco Bell, like, not only inflation is causing these prices, but do you think the quality of product that they're using changed at all, or do you think they're just using the same and just price gouging?
No, it's the same fucking mystery meat shit that they make taste good. I think the steak and the quesadillas are worse than they were before.
Crunchwrap is always the go-to for me back in...
Right there. Steak quesadilla, $2.99 on that fucking menu. That's just... Fucking sucks, dude. They got... I don't know what they got to fucking do, but they got to get this shit under control again, man, because it's just fucking wild, dude. Because like I said, fast food, at least when I was growing up, it was the quick. My parents would feel like fucking cooking, and they had a fucking $20 bill in their pocket, and there's four of us. Me and Willie could eat a fucking house, and we're still $20 would be shit, more than enough. Get for us four as a family, and today it's double, almost fucking triple that. Insane. I mean, I'm getting coupons from Marco's and shit. Two specialty pizzas, $30 with this coupon. It's like,
yo, what?
What kind of fucking deal is that?
It's pretty.
It just sucks, man.
$30. Like I said, nuts, bro.
I don't know if I already said it in this show or in pre-production, but like we're all finally making like good fucking money. But as our shit has gone up, so is everything fucking else. So it's just,
I think it's just like enough money to live okay. It's not even like 5 years ago would have been great money, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like survivable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could afford a house payment on my own. You know what I mean? If I had to, type shit. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, it's just enough to pay your fucking monthly bills and shit, and.
Yeah.
Keep the fucking cupboards and shit stocked. That's about it. I ain't buying a boat anytime soon. That's for sure. At least hell one that floats. Nah.
Oh man!
But if I hit one of these fucking D-Lo bangers, you know, I might be all right.
It's coming. It's coming.
Explain to the people, man. They've been looking. You know, they've been saying their prayers and. The thoughts, looking at this tombstone for the last hour, you might as well explain what's going on here.
The rest in peace D-Lo Monday Night Football lock is dead. So, will it rise again? Who knows? But it's not completely out of question. I'm not saying the locks are dead, but the Monday Night Football solo. Is dead. This is more so, I feel like I'm being cuckheld to one game. It could be a bad matchup, you know? So,
what the fuck?
I'm just being front, you know? I'm stuck to one game and finding the best prop I can within that game. And, you know, I follow data. Data doesn't always, like, follow me. So, this kind of opens up, especially this time of year where there's, like, all sports are going on. College throughout the week, and then you got NBA now that started. And this doesn't mean that the lock can't be a Monday Night Football game. If I like a prop that isn't there, then I'm going to pick it. Sometimes you know how FanDuel can be. I like using FanDuel a lot, but they don't put props up until like 30 minutes before tip off or kick off or whatever sport you're watching. So it might be a game line more so than not if it's going to be a middle of the week kind of game, but. We'll see how that goes. This kind of just makes sure, kind of opens up my horizon. So instead of calling it the D-Lo Monday Night Football Lock, it's just going to be the D-Lo Lock of the Week. All right. Rest in peace to the Monday Night Football Lock title. But coincidentally, this week is a Monday Night Football game.
Wait, what?
I mean, it's D-Lo, baby. You know, you go through the whole thing there just to... do with the opposite of what he said. So
we do, man.
Now, did you really base your stuff off that TikTok I sent you or
no, that's for a Sunday night game. So I couldn't.
Oh, that was Sunday. Okay.
Oh shit.
I am going to build a parlay. I might take his data off that because you definitely want to explain that for sure. Or maybe I can pull it up on here if you have a link to it, I'm not sure, but Either way, you explained how this guy runs a Madden simulation and makes parlays and actually won a parlay off of it, but I might do something like that for Sunday Night Football. Throw a little cheddar on a watered-down version of those.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's been doing it, but this guy last week simulated the Sunday night or one of the games last week and built a parlay off it, and it fucking hit. So he did it again this week, and we'll see. There's some goofy shit on there because it's Madden, but whatever. Like I told you, nothing else is working, so why not?
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Yeah, shit, man. Oh, speaking of nothing else work, I don't know why that just jogged my memory.
That wasn't working?
This is something I should have brought up in the beginning of the episode to like start my week and whatever, but you know, like I said, I was going to forget everything that I was going to talk about, and it would come up eventually. Well, it came up. So, I haven't cut my grass in a long time, right? Okay. And basically, there's mice in my fucking engine. There was mice in my fucking engine, dude. I couldn't start the engine.
What?
So I look and I see, like, you know, like where the fan's at where it spins when you kick it up, kickstart it. There's a mice that popped through and I see its fucking eyes and fucking ball nose.
Get a cat. Put
the engine cover off and it's like stuffed with fucking grass. It looks like a bird's nest with two little tiny mice in there. Luckily, they didn't fray anything, any wires, chew anything up, but I got them kicked out. They can find a new home. They've been evicted, cleaned up the engine, and eventually got it working. But pretty wild. Pretty wild.
How long? Because they built a nest, so
it can be pretty quick, though.
It's probably I didn't really need to cut it. Based weather, the way the weather has been, but it's probably been a little over a month. They did some work.
Damn, that's a long time. Because it hasn't rained or anything there?
It has, but I mean, like, with the cold temperatures, it kind of slows down the grass growth.
I think I'm done cutting my lawn for the year.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't really...
Again, this week, and yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping that was the last one, but...
I'll probably do it one
I might have time. One more in me, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
That and my car battery.
It'll be covered in snow soon enough.
Your car died?
My car battery died, dude. I get off work, starts fine, right? I have to go fill up some gas. Got my car, turned it off, filled up my gas, topped it off because, you know, we truck drivers now. We don't look at the price of gas. We just fill up. And so I just fill it up, got in the car, wouldn't even turn over. Had to ask a sweet lady two pumps down. Hey, ma'am, sorry to bother you. I was terrified to go up to her because, you know, these day and age, you don't want a fucking a man walking up to a woman at a fucking gas station when it's dark out. And so I was like, kind of stepped back. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. And, sorry to bother you.
Climbing the back of my van?
No.
I mean,
it was probably bigger than you.
No.
She wasn't scared.
I didn't want to say that. I was thinking that too.
No, she wasn't. And
that's fucked.
But yeah, she had a truck. She pulled up. I got the cables, hooked it up, and we got jumped. And I was like, cool. Thank you.
There you go, little man. She jumped out of her diesel.
Yeah, went to the gym because I couldn't go anywhere anyways. AutoZone wasn't open. I was going to get my battery tested. So I went to the gym, got out, and then needed jumped again because it did the same thing. I was like, what the fuck? It's
probably your alternator.
Ain't this some shit? Well, it's the original battery of a 2016, so.
Yeah, but that you'd be surprised. They'd last a while, but it sounds like it's not charging. You know what I mean? Even if you had a shit-ass battery, it would last a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know, but the moral, the end of the story here is I went to AutoZone. I got jumped, and I went to AutoZone. They got me a new battery. I only had one to choose from, so I was kind of hand-tied there, like fucking $300 battery into the car.
Fuck you, for real?
Yeah. $300 Jesus. For a battery, and then got that switched out, and what it started fuck? Right away. Boom! Fired right up, so.
Yeah, for now.
We're cooking with gasoline now.
That bitch charges.
You got my boy.
I remember it used to be $89 plus the core charge.
But that goes into maybe what we were just talking about with fast food, and that probably is the case.
Oh yeah, it's probably more outrageous actually.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy back there, just make up a price. He's fucked.
They wearing work clothes. Triple it.
Yeah. I did some, we'll I did split the other research half. Before I went in.
I mean, it's probably spot on. I haven't bought a battery in a while. I'm fancy and I get new cars all the time. But
yeah.
I need it. I'm buying some this time around. I'm not leasing anymore. Or no fucking around.
Bad luck does not, to bring it full circle, only hinder my betting life. It has affected my reality as well.
The Dylan effect, man. It's a real thing.
You know how it is.
Jesus Christ. The fuck? What's next, boys?
Try that.
Give him the RIP D-Lo Monday Night Football lock is dead, but we're doing a Monday Night Football lock.
This is now called the D-Lo lock of the week, baby. Even though it's
for now.
Monday Night Football pick. I like it. The dad is there, as I always say.
I'm waiting for you to put those letters on a turkey next month, and then after that, a fucking Christmas tree bulb or something. And then after that, it'll be like the ball for New Year's. And then you can have a heart for February.
Yep.
Shamrock. Yeah, we keep
clover,
going.
For the clover. Mm-hmm. Fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, we're going to be themed here.
I guess April, you got a weed leaf.
January, because January 6th, that first weekend, the American flag or whatever.
Insurrection.
You can brainstorm something.
I always fuck with this old guy I work with. He's like a real real loud Republican type guy, which I don't give a shit about politics, but I always fire his ass up. Like, where was your ass January 6th? You were here. You don't support this country. I'll fuck with him. And he gets super pissed off. And I'll just drive away.
I should have been there.
Yeah, he's like that. I'll get him fucking fired up. I do this every time. And he falls for it every single time. Fire his ass up. And then I'll leave, go do my route. And then, like, let everybody else at the terminal get all shitty with him. Piss him off, ruin his day instantly. All right, gotta go.
Young D-Lo, unveil the lock.
Let's see it.
All right, let's hopefully this works.
It's time for the D-Lo Lock of the Week.
Honestly, that was incredible, and I've never seen anything more accurate.
That is spectacular, dude.
Oh,
very
awesome.
Accurate, yeah.
Fucking burning that dollar, $100 bill.
Unless there's some folks out there that they've been smart enough to tell you they are wealthy.
Oh, that's nuts. That's fucking wild.
I'm just happy it works. But
it was awesome.
This, the D-Lo lock of the week is going to be Jimmy G under 256 passing yards. That's -114 on FanDuel. Yes, this might not be the D-Lo Monday Night Football lock anymore, even though it's titled at the top. But I did make this pick before I transitioned over to the lock of the week with this idea. But nevertheless, I still love this pick. And we're going to go, you know, I'm not even going to say what we're going to go, okay? Every time I say we're going to go something, it doesn't happen. But I'm just going to give you the data, and you're going to either ride or fade. Make your own decision responsibly. But under 256.5 passing yards, -114 on FanDuel for Jimmy G. Okay, so this is my stats here that I found and gathered throughout research. Jimmy has only surpassed this line once in the last 10 games, and that one time came actually this year against Pittsburgh, and that's a very bloated line where he threw for like 310 yards, primetime game at that. So I don't see him doing that because the Lions allow an average of 240.6, which is under the line that's given, 240.6 passing yards to opponents, and that's 231 when at home. So they tighten up that defense when they're at home, and they'll be playing at primetime coming off a big, bad loss against Baltimore Ravens. I think they got humbled a little bit. I expect them to come out on all cylinders and bite kneecaps. So I think they're going to be coming out hard for primetime. And also, this stat's not on the screen, but I did pull this together here. Even with that bloated line against Pittsburgh, when he threw for 310 yards, Jimmy Garoppolo is only averaging 215.8 this season. He's coming off an injury as well. Does he even play the full game? Could we get a no sweater if he gets injured, say like the first quarter or something, re-injures, re-aggravates, whatever the case is? I don't wish that upon any player, but it's Jimmy G. And the saying goes, his favorite ball to throw is the hospital ball. So we'll see what happens. And that is the lock of the week here. Jimmy G under 256.5 passing yards, minus 114 on FanDuel.
What? Let's go.
Easy money, right?
Easy peasy.
I'm not even overthinking it. Not even overthinking it. Just bait it a ride. Just make sure you gamble responsibly. Do your own research. That was mine, and I just shared it. I'm just here to share data. Gonna happen? Nothing's a guarantee. Except for the D-Lo lock.
There it is. Put your, what were you telling people? Put your weekly paycheck on it.
I hope no one has done that. As you saw in the intro clip, it says gamble responsibly on the bottom there. So,
oh, okay.
We'll see what happens, man. This could be the start you need as you enter into the new version of the lock. And we got the parlay going. We'll see how that one goes, because we've had just the same amount of luck on that as the locks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah,
I did post that, so let's go.
I know you're ready to smoke some meats. I'm ready to fry some wings. I'm ready to fucking
smoke them.
D'Lo, actually, I think you and I face off in the Al Grabowski Invitational this week. Big game for both of us. I think you need this to kind of stay. Well, there's still a lot of games left, but you definitely can't really afford another loss at this point. And I think I'm at like, I don't know, sixth seed right now. So I got to keep working my way up. But typically, though, when we face off, I think usually you take the cake there. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, I'm just trying to win my money back for the highest scored game. If I hold that, then we'd be good. But I think I'm at that right now. I'm not sure if anything's changed since then. It's pretty much my only hope.
Matt had you beat. He got 162-18.
Matt who?
A couple. Matt, the guy that called you a clown.
Clown.
He's a fucking clown, man. Fucking salt in the wound. Fraudy Niners. Thieves in the night, stealing my money.
What the fuck?
All right. Well, there it is. Nilo, do you have any last words about how your gambling day is going to go before we get out of here?
Hey, we were in the green yesterday. I only expect to carry that over into NFL Sunday. Just got to stay disciplined. I'm going to, keep it bets to a minimal, stop chasing. And like I was saying to myself in a mirror earlier this morning before we recorded.
I'm glad you're doing this too, because this is going to be good for you. Let's just let it all out.
Let's just catch a couple bass. Don't be chasing for the whale. Let's catch a couple bass. You know, get the confidence, reel them in, catch them, release. And every so often, you know, maybe get a couple bass in the boat and use that as bait. You know, stack some hay in the barn, if you will. You know? And then we can, chase the big whale once in a while. But, I got a little contagious. People around me at work were hitting big parlays. So I was like, why not me? Why not me? So that's what happened. And I had one of my worst betting months of the year, down like 185 for the month, 745 for the year. I'm looking to turn it around to have a big big November and December, so I could put some food on the table.
Don't say that.
Yo, what the fuck?
No, I don't. I just play a character at this point now. I never bet money I can't afford to lose.
Don't say that. This is not a character. This is all real.
And 100% real. You know it too.
My failure is definitely real. My failing is definitely real. But I don't want
to play this character where I lose all my bets.
No, I don't. I don't.
I'm dedicated. I'm Daniel Day-Lewis on fucking up my DraftKings.
No, yeah, I don't.
You're about to get an Academy Award.
I'm. What I mean is, I don't want people to think that I'm like, you know, gonna lose my house on sports gambling. I don't need to call 1-800-GAMBLING. But
that's next week.
Never. I never bet money I can't afford to lose. That's like the number one rule in sports gambling. So if anyone out there is in trouble, you know who to call.
All right, that's what
Ghostbusters.
I like. Got any farts for us before we? There it is. There it is. And that is how you end off yet another strong episode of TSP, episode 156. And that's how we're going to do it. So, D-Lo, you know what time it is, baby. Let's go.
Yes, sir. 156 in the books. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go follow us on X at TSP_2019. It was another phenomenal episode. Hope you all enjoyed. Have a happy Halloween to those out there. Trick or treat. We gave you an early treat with this episode. So I hope you carry that on throughout the festivities of Halloween. And, you know, have a responsible week of betting. Hope everyone follows the D-Lo lock of the week and profits from that. And if you fade and profit, kudos to you as well. You'd probably be wise to do so. But have a wonderful week, friends. From myself, Bobby, and Joe, see you next time.